happy to me. So I make believe it really is a heaven for a G. Even though they say you love the world so much, you shed your blood. God, I feel I'm too messed up for love. They tell me come as I am, but I smell like smoke. My whole life's full of sin, cause it's all I know. The Bible told me that you died for my sins. If I believe in Christ, then save me from the end. But I'm scared to ask you to save me. My heart's so evil, I got thoughts that's full of hatred. Hurt from people, I thought that first I had to clean up my life. Now I'm here and I just need to cling to the light. I'm ready to do it, but Lord, I pray you understand. My life is a mess, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. I'm really trying to be the man that my daddy never taught me to be. I'm grown up now, life ain't what I thought it would be. I made many mistakes in my past I can't fix. Now I'm staring at this crucifix tatted on my wrist. Is it true what they telling me? Am I just crazy? Did you bleed on the cross for my sins to save me? But why would you die for me? My whole life I've been working for Satan while he fed lies to me. And now I'm hearing too much, trying to get a true touch of a love that can change me. I'm all screwed up, figure hell is what I deserve. But your word says we all fall shook, so I guess we all ought to burn. Teach me, I want to learn how you can save a wretch like me before death says it's my turn. I think I finally understand. No matter my past, you still take me as I am. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am?
Had a few last words to give. I be telling people the reason to live, the reason to die. United with the King in the sky. This life is passing us by. I got no reason to lie. You'll never give the world enough. They'll hunger for more. They're fickle, their ways are nothing to the wondrous Lord. More security than the man that left you. More love than the moms who kept you. They'll always accept you. Be everything you're supposed to. Let Christ rule your heart, mind, body, and soul, cause he chose you. And if the world don't know you, it don't matter, you're God's child and he'll never disown you. Your purpose on earth is far from worthless. That's why you're glorified like your life's been purchased. And it don't matter if the world don't see us, we still mean the world to Jesus.
Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am?
Yeah, we're saved by grace through faith. It's not works, ain't nothing you can do, ain't nothing I can do that could get us this great salvation that we got, man. It's only Christ. So if you feel like you gotta clean yourself up before you can come to him, forget it. Just come to him. He'll take you as you are, and he'll change you from the inside out.
Thank you. Before, he can do it again, because you know what, he's the same guy. He don't never change. His word never changes. People change, and people change his word, like Creflo says. And I love to hear him say when you take the text out of context, it's a con. So don't allow those preachers and those ministers and those people that are out there saying they working for God and they moving for the Lord con you out of your faith in God. You always must study the word for yourself to show that you are approved, which means you have to get in there and study what they say. After you hear a sermon, you need to go study that. And you need to see if what they said lines up with how you read it. Remember back in school, we used to do book reports? And you and your friend could read the same book, but come up with a different report on it. So, you know, you have to study. And when you have questions, if you cannot ask that minister, that person that is feeding you that word, the questions that you have without them getting an attitude or acting like you're getting on their nerves, then, you know, it's time for you to move around. And too many times, black folks, white folks, church folks, we sit in a church for years not getting fed, not getting anything out of going to church. We just going to church. But you stay there because you know the people, you're comfortable there. But the point is, when you're comfortable, you're no longer growing, because growing requires growing pains. You understand what I'm saying? So when you're uncomfortable in a situation, a lot of times God is working to move you out of those situations. And I always, before I get up to speak, I get butterflies in my belly, and those butterflies are God stirring up the gift within me, my gift to speak, my gift to motivate, my gift to inspire, my gift to encourage, you know, and my gift to just run my mouth. That's why I'm so good at what I do. So, I'm going to give y'all some inspiration. Keisha gave us some awesome inspiration. You got to tune in every Tuesday to hear hers. And I think I need to start recording that so I can play it throughout the week, because she was talking about self-accountability. Today, the paradigm shift is, chances are you don't have what you want because the universe wants something even bigger and better for you. So that means when you're praying and you're praying these big prayers for these big things for God to move like a tidal wave in your life, you can't expect for that tidal wave to come next week. In my instance, it's taken 3-4 years for the tidal wave to start. Just, it's not even the tidal wave yet. It's the, what do they say, you know, when the waves go up and down, the tide is coming in. So that means the waves are getting bigger. And so I'm seeing the waves getting bigger. I'm going back and forth. I'm having a good time. I'm going to start preaching. So, yeah, you got to stay tuned. Setting the tone with the right tone is back on Where Love Meets Sex. My homie Antonio Scott, who lives all the way in Washington, D.C. He is the general manager of the D.C. Grays, and they are doing awesome. Or we're doing awesome. I'm not really a sports person, but I try to keep up with what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And today I am doing business shout out. So if you want me to shout you out, shout your business out. If I met you this weekend and you tuned in, let me know you tuned in. I'll give you a good shout out. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to TK Kelly. He was on the show on a Saturday on Unplugged with Jackson Lamont. And his business is HBS Media. Designing logos is our thing, and we do it well. But maybe you already have a cool logo. No problem. We can help you improve other areas of your branding and marketing needs. And this is like a media creative studio. They help you with custom apparel. They screen print embroidery. They do the things that you need to brand your company, your business. Like when I first got started, how people knew who I was passing out condom packs. I didn't have a fancy business card. I couldn't afford it. And I used to print these little cards off on my dad's computer and stick them in the condom pack. And I would pass out 150 a night. And I did that for an entire year, 7 days a week. That was 3 years ago. And now it's like people know who I am, not just in Dallas, but in different cities all over the world. So, you know, it works and it doesn't cost a lot of money. But when you are ready to invest in yourself, which means you are investing in your business, then everything works out. You know what I'm saying? And you are blessed beyond measure. So, y'all, stay tuned because Tone will be calling in shortly. I got some old school going for you right now. It's the Force MDs, y'all. Tender love. Right here on Where Love Meets Sex with the Condom Lady. On the A side. Man, okay. How long has it been since y'all have heard the Force MD's Tender Love? I think it was like 1986. I was like in the sixth grade when that song came out. We used to walk around the playground singing it. That little, I can't do it on the air because I really can't sing. And I don't want to embarrass myself. But guess what? I have my homie, Antonio Scott, the right tone, is on the phone. Hey, Tone.
Guess who's back? Man.
And I'm
back in the building. Yay. I'm here.
Yay! And I am so excited. He was fussing at me because he said it has not been months since he's been
on. It has not been months. Aww. See, Reese, I'm gonna tell you, that's a good segue for the typical behavior that most women give me. Man, they don't pay attention to the little things, you know. There was a Wednesday during my teen season where I came on the air live because I've made that promise to you. I made that commitment to the show. I love the show. I love the people that listen to the show, all of that. So see, that's how I get treated, man.
And then you see the last time you weren't live on the show, but I was doing your segment and Tasha Mack brought you way into the conversation.
Ooh, Tasha was gone. She was going off on me, man. Talking about me, prayer and everything, man. Like, man, talk. What she called me? Tone is a what?
Tone is. She said you're bitter.
She said something. That I'm what?
Bitter.
Oh, I mean, look, it comes across that way, and that's fine. People's perception is their reality, but you can call it bitterness. I call it truth. I call it facts.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's the point. It's the point of what we're doing, because that is the whole point in setting the tone that came in with Dating with a Purpose. It was, and even when I first started doing it, it is we have to talk about what happened in order to move forward. And then when we start, you know, dating and new relationships, we don't carry those things that we've already released into those new endeavors. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. I'm on your side.
Okay, cool. I'm excited because Tone is back. And of course, I am about to get out in his business because I really have not talked to him since probably the last time you were on the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. We probably communicated through Facebook or whatever once or twice.
Yeah.
But the team season is over. It ended the end of July. We didn't make the playoffs. We finished with a record of 23-21. So we finished with a winning season. So I'm proud of that, but I'm very, very disappointed that the team didn't make the playoffs, because I made a promise to our board of directors way back in the fall of last year that this team was going to make the playoffs. And we missed the playoffs by like one or two games. So,
but did y'all do better than you did last year?
Say that again.
Did you do better than you did last year, though?
We've done every year I've done a DC Grays team, we've gotten better. Like the record, our record has gotten better every year. So the pattern is there for us to definitely make the playoffs next year. But I have to do all the recruiting and all that stuff. So, but whatever. We're not here to talk about the Grays.
Well, you know, that's a part of who you are.
I'm on Grays vacation right now. Because that 2 months, I'm spent after those 2 months, man. It was an everyday grind, an everyday, you know, driving all over the place and dealing with traffic here in D.C. It was just crazy. But shout out to everybody who supported the team, all the players, our coaching staff, our board of directors, everybody, man. I love y'all. And, yeah, I was pissed off at the end of the season, but I needed a couple weeks off and, now I'm ready to start getting ready for next year. So
now you're ready. Now you are ready and ready to get into some new endeavors, some different
new
things.
Endeavors. No woman in my life yet.
Well, that might be a good thing because you're getting your little stuff together. You know, you're getting everything put together with the package.
Yeah, you know, one thing one thing I've discovered is God definitely has a plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so crazy, the people I've met, the situations I've been in, the instances, whatever, random situations the past couple of weeks, months, whatever, just, you know, maybe being on the train or just sitting talking to a random person. Of course, these things will come up, and man, I'm just humbled by all of it, because it always sheds new light. Again, I'm not a big proponent of change. I feel that we're more adjust to change. You know how I am with that. Mm-hmm. We can have a whole nother argument about that, you and me. But, but I just feel like, you know, the sacrifices, the heartaches, the hardships, everything is going to, you know, come back full circle. And everything's greater later, man. So
yeah, as long as you're patient, you know, you got to be patient. You got to, you know, sit back and do the legwork, you know, but don't step in the way of what God is doing. Because every time we step in the way, guess what? It takes even longer, because then he has to fix what we messed up trying to help.
Yeah. But with that said, now, you know, I got to go off because this is setting the tone. I got to update you. The main question you want to know from me is the update on my dating status.
Okay, but don't say it yet.
Okay.
Because we got to take a break. We're going to start that at the top of the hour. I got to take a small music break and play the community corner. Y'all, this is old school plus my church music. You know, I'm just mixing it up today because it is He Said Wednesdays. It's Where Love Meets Sex. I am excited, elated to have Tone on with me. And I have a surprise for you, Tone, too. So y'all got to stay tuned so y'all can find out what the surprise is. Yeah. It's going to be. Yeah, I'm excited. So y'all stay tuned. I'll have more with Setting the Tone with the Right Tone in the conversation with the condom lady. Y'all, here is Frederick. Please be gentle. Calling your name. We'll be right back.
You know what, baby? I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want.
Sometimes in the night, I call your name, then I catch myself falling. Where there is love, sometimes there's pain. Still, my love is growing, so please be gentle. Please be gentle. I'll take my time, I'll wait for you, 'cause I know you'll be coming. I'll be gentle, baby, I'm gonna be gentle when I'm loving you. When I'm loving you, wanting to please you. I'll take my time, I'll wait for you.
I know you'll be coming. I'll be gentle. Baby, I'm gonna be gentle when I'm loving you. To please you, baby girl, you got me calling your name, baby. I'll be gentle.
Please be very gentle
when I'm loving you. When I'm loving you,
I don't ever want to stop loving you. So don't you ever stop being in my world.
I don't ever wanna quit loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
I don't ever wanna stop loving you, girl. So don't you ever stop being in my world.
I want the same things too. I love it when we make love. I think we get along really well. Everything is wholesome now. When the lights are down low, we're just holding each other so tight. When you get good to us, you call out my name. Oh, so gentle. It feels oh so good. I don't ever want you to stop.
And now,
the After Party Radio's Community Corner.
Community Corner.
Hip Hop for Hope presents Backpack for Brack's Back to School Supply Rally and Concert. Sunday, August 18th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Southwest Center Mall Atrium. There will be entertainment, food, hygiene stations, live performances, and a 500 backpack giveaway. Support this community event by dropping off backpacks and school supplies to the After Party radio station. The address is 3440 South Polk Suite A. For more info, call 832-377-6662.
Bullying is real. Let's teach our kids to be more than a bystander and find out how you can stop bullying. Or for tips on how to prevent bullying, visit stopbullying.gov.
Hip Hop for Hope presents Backpack for Brack's Back to School Supply Rally and Concert. Sunday, August 18th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Southwest Center Mall Atrium. There will be entertainment, food, hygiene stations, live performances, and a 500 backpack giveaway. Support this community event by dropping off backpacks and school supplies to the After Party radio station. The address is 3440 South Post. Suite A. For more info, call 832-377-6662.
You are tuned into the A-Side on THAAfterparty.com.
Tuned in to Where Love Meets Sex with Lisa the Condom Lady Sweeney and DJ Abe Sam.
That old school I'm playing, I started out with the Foursome D's, gave y'all a little Frederick, and then Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me is one of my favorite Jodeci songs, because a lot of the times dudes be like, what if I be nervous? Come and talk to me. I don't have to go talk to y'all. And you know, we are setting the tone with the right tone. He is in the building.
What? Not to cut you off, Lisa. You know, that's my, I don't have no game. So, girl, come and talk to me. I'm a cool dude. Come and talk to me. Come out with me, man.
Yeah. You know? But at least you asking them to come talk. Some dudes just sit up and stare at you. What is staring on
you? Already. That's why I want you to come talk to me.
And y'all gotta check out, Kemp posted something on my page. We're gonna, okay, let me do some shout outs right quick, because I got some countries: Istanbul, Turkey, I see Germany, India, the United Kingdom, Australia is logged in, Houston, Texas, Mountain View, California, and South Africa. Hey, thank you for tuning in. It's He Said Wednesday on Where Love Meets Sex, was setting the tone with the right tone, because you know, we gotta and the whole point of me and Tone doing this together is because a lot of times in relationships, we are talking at each other, and then we go tell our friends, he don't understand me. But we never take the time to talk to each other and understand what we're both saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You agree with that?
I guess. Okay. I don't know. Some of the stuff I was just hearing about me off the air.
I didn't say nothing bad about you, Tone.
Oh, no. You talk, I mean, at least I'm not saying you're putting yourself on the pedestal there. I get what you were saying, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
Well, like, I used to be bitter, and I had to let all that go.
No, but that's, again, that's you all's opinion.
Opinion.
It's not a fact that I'm bitter.
You right. You right.
That's people's opinion.
You right. So tell us, starting there at that fact and opinion, what have you been up to on the dating scene? Like, have you been going out? Have you been, what you been doing?
Well, like, you know, the months of June and July was all DC gray, so I didn't really have a lot of time for social life. But I tried and I made an attempt because there was someone that had my interest. I don't think the interest is there anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, there's several little factors that lead up to that. You know, she works, she travels a lot for work, et cetera, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that because, according to her, she had that issue with guys that she dated before. They didn't like the fact that she traveled. Me, I don't, you know, me, I travel a lot for work, too. I do a lot of things, you know, around the country. So it's not like I would be a hypocrite. But at the same time, if you know I'm interested in you, we've been out, we're trying to get to a certain point, if you're gone for a week or even 2 weeks, you know, let me know that you're still breathing.
Right.
Little things like that, man. Like, and then your excuse is, when you don't do it, your excuse is, oh, well, you know I'm working, you know I'm traveling. I seen you on Facebook, I seen you on Twitter, I seen you on man, you can send me, even if you're in another country, all right? I know they got Twitter in Pakistan, man, all right? So they got Facebook in all these countries. Everybody, you just said Istanbul. You know what I'm saying? Send me a Facebook message. Tell me I'm breathing. Everything's okay. I can't contact you via phone, but I wanted to let you know I was all right, and I'll see you when I get back. But something like that.
Well, you need to let that go.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's little things like that. That's why it's mind-boggling to me that y'all can think I'm bitter. It's like, man, all the things that women have pushed me away for, and y'all are out there doing that? It's like, man, come on. If the shoe was on the other foot, how would she feel?
Okay, and let me tell you this. Author Keisha Townsend, shout out to her. You got to check her book out, Erotic Cookie. I'm telling y'all, it's not Erotic Cookie. She's the Erotic Cookie. Her book is just a little bit more. She says, I think some women may be intimidated by Tone. And then she says, oh, she was saying the music was good. And I said, yeah, probably so, because he does not sugarcoat anything. And then she said, yes, and it can be easily taken the wrong way unless he meets someone who is strong, confident, and has the same personality traits. Understanding is the key in Tone's case.
Okay, and I agree with her on that. But aren't a lot of y'all women out here hollering that you're strong, confident, independent, I'm this, I'm that? Okay, I feel her. She's right. But aren't a lot of these women out there hollering that, putting their Facebook pictures up and doing all this, I'm this, I'm that, okay. So they should be able to take this.
No, because they doing it on Facebook because it's not real.
Okay, but even still.
That's a show. And a lot of times when you see women out in the clubs.
Go ahead. I'll accept that, Lisa. But even I'm talking about in private conversations I might have with some of these women. They're hollering and screaming that stuff all the time. So
right.
If you're telling me that, I'm going to treat you like that. So I'm going to be upfront with you. I'm going to be brutally honest. I'm going to give you that. You know what I mean? Like, so I get what she's saying. She's completely right. But isn't that most of the population and women that feel that way?
And she's saying sometimes women say that because they are covering hurt from previous relationships. And that is, they be at the club acting like, you know, a lot. And I was going to post that one day. When are we going to stop acting like we are this and be honest and say who we really are? And when I did that and I incorporated that into my Facebook, when I stopped acting like I was so strong and I didn't need somebody to hug me and tell me everything is going to be all right. I didn't need to be encouraged. I didn't need to be inspired. When I was acting like I was all so empowered and all of that, it was because that's what I wanted to be. And when I actually said, you know what, sometimes I need encouragement, sometimes I need this, it started releasing that old, and the real me started coming out. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with our spirituality. So, you know, when you're meeting, when I'm meeting people, that's one of the things that we talk about, you know, and figuring out where they are. And I know now that if he's not going to church now and I am, that I can't hope that is why I can't hope that because he's with me, he's going to start going to church. You know what I'm saying? That has to be something that's already in him at the level that I am today.
Right.
You know, so
right. But you can, I agree with you, but I also feel that you can influence your partner or significant other by just showing, you know, you don't have to continuously tell them you should be doing this or you need to do this. You do your routine.
Okay, but look, check this out. Don't start out then that, and that's the point. And I guess that's where people make the mistake, because if you see that they are not doing it currently, and I'm 37, 38, so the people I'm meeting are within my age group, I don't even want to start nothing hoping that I'm going to encourage you. Because at this point, like you said a long time ago at the very beginning of this, you're trying to get to a certain point in your life, to a certain level, so that when you bring that woman into your space, into your life, you are already together. You know what I'm saying? So why is it that we would go out and get somebody who is much lower than we are, not even capable of the things that we know we want and need, and hope that they fix themselves because you are such an awesome person?
Well, I think that's a case by case basis. I think you're right, but I think it's a case by case basis, because, you know me, I'm the type of person that you can have 10 things I hate that you do, but there's this one thing that you do that makes me see a lot of potential and so high in you, you know what I'm saying? And not just in that particular thing, but I feel like you can apply it to other areas of your life. So I might try to support that part of you all the time, you know what I mean? And re-encourage it and tell you that, man, you're good at this. You should do, you know, I'm that type of person. I work with kids, so I have to motivate kids in that way. So, and sometimes us adults, we need that type of motivation too. So yeah, it's like, you know, and why not with your partner or the person that you're dating or your significant other? Like, that's what you should want from that person.
Okay, so that's where the disconnect is, because we're not dating. If we're dating, we're not in a relationship, and we're just trying to get to know each other. And after the second date, if I realize that you are not what you said and what you presented is not who you are, and your intentions are not to be any better than who you are, then I'm not going to take it any further. Because in the Bible, it says that he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You know what I'm saying? But we have to remember that we are the present. We were God's first gift to man. So I'm supposed to, when you come to me or I'm presented to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm presented to you at the time that I'm ready, that God says that I'm ready. And I think a lot of times we try to make people fit. We try to put it together like a puzzle, and we get in God's way of what he's trying to do. So he's preparing this woman over here for you, but you go and get you a girlfriend instead of waiting for the one that he presents to you, that you're going to find, and you go get somebody and you try to make her into the person that God was already preparing. And then you do that for 2 years, 3 years, and he got this person over here waiting on you. You know, we want to make, and I'm going to say, go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was listening.
Oh, but yeah, because I want to, Keisha, I'm looking for something that Abe sent me yesterday, because here it is, because we got to take a small music break. But Keisha, I'm going to read this from the Erotic Cookie Code. She says, some relationships fail due to the type of partners we attract. Sometimes the partners we attract has a lot to do with who we are as individuals and the energy we give out. Not all relationships are meant to last forever, but before you seek to find a new one, take the time to elevate you first. Ask yourself, what do you really want? Sometimes what we are really in search of is what leads us to the wrong people. Food for thought, the Erotic Cookie. Y'all, go ahead.
No, I think I take that approach, Lisa. I really do. Matter of fact, I know I take that approach. But it doesn't come across that way to mm-hmm. other people. And that's why I tell people, you can't always go off of your how. somebody else's how might be the same what you have. Y'all just are two different individuals.
Yeah, so y'all ain't like, meant to be together.
I totally agree with that. Everything she just said is true.
It's true.
And I feel like this particular girl that I was just talking about, the one that I was just mentioning, mm-hmm. when we first started with each other, I told her, man, I don't feel like I was ready to get into a relationship right now because I'm not stable enough. She took that and ran a million miles with it. But all I really meant was everything you just said. You know, I just felt like, man, there's things I want to get in order first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like financially, spiritually, everything, physically. You know, I want to get myself back right first before I try to go and get with somebody seriously. Yeah, in the meantime, I can meet women, I can date, I can do this, but, you know, okay. But I'm going to do all of that first before I decide to get serious with anybody, man. And that's just the bottom line.
And that's what it is, y'all. And we got to take a small break. And I still have a very huge surprise for Tone. And I know y'all probably like, what is the surprise? You know, I be forgetting to tell my secrets before I get off the air. And I get off the air and be like,
dang. I'm like, what is the surprise, man?
So y'all got to stay tuned. Here is Lauryn Hill. I mean, all this music is going along with the conversation. And it's Tell Him. Y'all, we'll be right back. It's Where Love Meets Sex, setting the tone with the right tone. I got Antonio Scott all the way from D.C. live on the phone. And you never know what he is going to say next. I promise. Y'all stay tuned. It's the A-Side.
What up? It's your boy God's Will, kicking it with the Condom Lady. You are tuned in to the After Party, Where Love Meets Sex.
I may have wisdom and knowledge on earth.
Man, y'all, that was Lauryn Hill. Y'all say what's up. I got James Cain and Benet in the building. They haven't said anything.
Well, you had brought us on. We didn't just bum rush your show.
Hey. Anything.
And you see
how you're doing.
The Benet Emery Radio Show every Monday night from 8 to 10. The only person missing is Getting Juicy with Smiley.
Right on. Well, you she's know selling houses right now.
And what is y'all's topic for next week? Because they do grown folks talk.
I don't know yet. We'll probably figure that out Sunday, and then we'll do our research.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all have meetings and stuff?
No, we meet through text messages. It's probably like, hey, what do you want to talk about? If James got some passion he want to talk about or Smiley, then we'll go with that.
And then so like you're listening to what Tone is saying. What is your take?
I agree with Tone. I totally and agree with.
I don't hear you. Is your mic on?
Well, I don't know. Is it on? I see the little voice thing over there.
Okay.
I can hear him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, Tone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Well, I totally agree with Tone. I think that what he's saying is accurate. I think it's a lot about perception. I don't think there's one global rule for, you know, when you're trying to find somebody of a, you know, of significance or anything like that, because who I'm married to now was totally not in my demographic, totally not somebody I would, you know, picture myself
she
with.
She is in your demographic.
Why would you say that?
Because she's younger, way younger than you.
That does not mean that I purposely go out and date younger women. No, I don't. I'll be 42 in September. My wife is 22, but that wasn't by. I didn't purposely go out and say, "Let me go marry a 22-year-old." You know, it just came. We done had some ups and downs, and you know, when I tried to leave and she tried to leave, you know, we worked it out. We stayed together, and I will attribute that to God, because who we were a year ago is totally different than who we are now. You know, so you know.
Look at Benet growing up.
So I bet it was something. So I bet when you met her, it was something that it was totally unexpected.
Oh yeah, it was totally unexpected, because when I met her, my best friend is her, James Cain, which is also my co-host. He could tell I was really looking for marriage. I was, you know, I wanted friends and to date and to have fun and, you know, do me, because I had already been married once before, and I figured that marriage just wasn't a thing for me. But, you know, but all of a sudden, you know, I meet her and my whole world is turned upside down and inside out. And, you know, I came to a point where, you know, I changed my phone number. Lisa knows, because they said, why are you changing your phone number? Because I'm done. I didn't want to talk to her. And, you know, we still together. Mm. So we've been married for for 2 weeks and 4 days to be exact. We got married July 26th.
Well, already.
Oh man, congrats, man! Congratulations on that.
Thank
man.
You, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. James.
See, I hope I can get to. I feel him on that, because me for the past probably year I've been hollering, I don't think I'm marriage material and all that stuff. And sometimes I just be talking, but there were times where I felt like, man, you know, it's just marriage is not for me. You know, it's not for everybody. You know, it's just not for me.
Well, the whole thing is, I was listening to what you said when you said, you know, getting yourself ready. Listen, and Lisa can tell you, I was the epitome of a damaged man. I can't even front. And I didn't think that I was ready. But when that special one comes, wherever you're weak at, she'll make you strong. Example, and I know this is kind of, you know, minute. I'm not a good housekeeper. You know, I could give, and I'm not a fancy dresser. So now, with her, she makes sure the house is clean, and she gets on me about picking up after myself or whatever, you know. In our household budget, she has budgeted me clothes. You know, she purposely goes, "Now we want to get you some shopping," because what was it, show before last? You know, Smiley noticed I had on some new pants and a shirt, and she was like, "You actually look nice." And I was like, "Well, you can thank Goosey for that."
Yeah, because he was going to Walmart and going shopping.
I mean, because I just think clothes are insignificant. I just do. You know, that vanity, all is vanity. You know, long as my message gets out there and what I'm trying to present and trying to accomplish, then, you know, who cares? You know, Jesus came and he wasn't dressed all up. He was the Son of God, and he dressed as a pauper and was born in the manger. So I was like, well.
So what you're saying, the presentation isn't the main thing.
It's right. The presentation isn't the main thing. My dad had told me a long time ago, he said, a person who's dressed the best in the club is the brokest person in the club. And I believe that. I mean, I'd rather, you know, I don't have a new car, but, you know, I have a house. You know what I'm saying? So which one is more important, driving a BMW and living with mom and daddy or having my own, you know, place. My own place.
Just
you know what
place,
I'm saying?
Somewhere right. to be. You know what I'm saying?
And like I tell females that I date or go out with or anybody for that instance, look, I like having nice things just like the next person.
Right.
But I don't base my life around that
exactly.
completely. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, man, and then I work with kids, so I'm trying to show them that, man, you can do other things. Like, you can still be rich without having that be your number top at the top of your agenda.
Well, right. the problem you know what I mean? Becomes, like, the problem becomes is when these, when the parents these days who grew up not having everything they wanted, and then you see somebody and they say, yeah, my baby 5 and all he wears Jordans. But then they grow up with that. They grow up with that. And then these kids, look at my new J's. And you like, but you ain't smart. Your right. mama didn't teach you your ABCs.
Right. Michael you know, Jordan got millions and millions and millions of dollars. Haven't played basketball in over 20 years. And he put a shoe out, and people waiting in line for hours. But we can't get that same turnout when it's time to go vote. That just kills me.
Craziness. Yeah, so I got Benet.
And voting,
go ahead.
And voting is one day. He dropped J's like 3-4 times a year.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's time, and I think, you know, and like, cause I know I work with kids, and Tony, you work with kids, and so we get to see the product of these parents, you know. And what I think parents need to realize is a lot of the things that go on in the house. Like, I was talking to somebody, and they was like, "You don't argue in front of your kids. You go in the room and argue." Well, in the room, they still hear you arguing. You know what I'm saying? We
right.
think we're hiding our kids from stuff. And when they come out into the world, they're just as damaged as the parents. You
exactly.
know?
I do believe on that. It's a generational curse. Is that what you're talking about, Lisa?
Yes, James.
Man, throw it off is the better word.
It's just like my man, Benny Siegel, said on one of his tracks. Even if you mute it, the curse is still there.
It's still so you can, there.
You can edit it out if you want, but we know you just said the F word or the S word or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if we was on the right platform, I would say it out loud.
Right. And they know it. You know, they know it. And Ron right. will look at me and be like, Mom, be like, what? Get out of my face. Get out of my conversation. Yeah, I got to take a small break. I got Yolanda Adams.
Right on.
Open up my heart. I think that's what we all need to do. We need to open up our hearts. We need to practice a little
bit.
Where's
my surprise?
What?
He wanna know where's the prize?
Oh, y'all want me to tell y'all now?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
No, wait, broke the wagon.
Well, I have been given a scholarship to the Howard University Institute on HIV Stigma, and I will be in Washington, D.C. on November the 28th.
Well, so
isn't that a good surprise?
What your electronic
hand clap? I thought this was a surprise. I thought this was a surprise for Tone.
It is, because Tone lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
I'll be in D.C.
So, Tone, what she's really saying is that, surprise, you're going to be hosting me, feed me, and I'm going to be staying at your place. That's what she's saying.
Right, exactly. That's what it sounds like.
Surprise, make yourself available on November the 28th.
You know, so I'm giving you some months in advance. When Tone was down here, you know, we kicked it. We had a good time, but I'll be up there at Howard, which is his alma mater.
Right on.
And they have an institute on HIV stigma. They've been doing this for the past 3 years, and I'll be up there for World AIDS Day. So I'll be up there for a few days learning about policies. I'm going to the Capitol, to Washington, to the White House, the Hill, that's what they call it, to do some visits and to talk about some HIV policies and stuff like that. So I'm very excited about that. Because, in Tone, you're supposed to come down here for Cowboy season, you and your brother.
Oh, is he a Cowboy fan?
Man,
I hear you.
Cowboy fan,
right on.
Well,
we
you know you're in Redskin territory.
But that's funny because
I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm not from DC. Like, I just live here now. I came like Lisa said. I came here to go to Howard back in '96. But I grew up in Southern Virginia, which I know is still technically Redskin country. But trust me, man, there's Cowboy fans all over the world. So.
And I'll be in Norfolk. Look, I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia in October for something else.
Oh, man. You're all over my spot. Man, what's going on?
Man, I'm telling y'all, like, a tidal wave is coming in, y'all. But I do got to take a small break. Because, see, I've been working. I have these conversations with Poppy. You know, he's been up here before. And, you know, I'm trying to get the show to be... like a radio show, so I got to take a small break.
Oh, isn't that what you're doing?
But sometimes we talk too much, and sometimes we talk too less, and sometimes we play too much music, and sometimes we don't. So I'm just trying to balance it all out, you know. And plus, this song fits perfectly with what we're going to be talking about with Tone. Opening up your heart. to something new and different. Yeah, I will be right back.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid, afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. Oh yes. My hopes and dreams are fading fast. I'm all burnt out, and I don't think my strength's gonna last.
Was Yolanda Adams, Open Up My Heart. And it wasn't for us to open up our heart, and a lot of times we take these songs out of context, you know, but that was to open up my heart to God. And that's what I'd had to do at the beginning of this year, and ever since I did that and was truthful and honest with myself, you know, and every morning I say, it's the presence of the Lord that makes me a success, and the Lord is with Lisa and I am a success. And since I've started saying that, I am becoming a success. And it's not because of anything that I'm doing. It's just because of the people that God continues to place around me at the right time. So I'm very excited. And I'm also very excited that Tone, Setting the Tone with the Right Tone, is back in effect. You all right, Tone? You having a good time?
I'm always having a good time. Any day above ground is a good one.
It's an awesome day. And Keisha had, I got to do a business shout out to Toya. Toys R Us on Facebook. She said, this week's promotion, your first month free of credit repair. It's $69.95 per month, or you can pay $199.95 upfront for your first 6 months. This is a good deal, and watch us do our thing on your credit. Looking forward to working and helping you restructure your life. Good credit is sexy. So she did. She just posted that in the business shout out. So shout out to Toys R Us. That's not her real name, but that's her Facebook name if y'all looking for it. And I just shared it on my Facebook page. So make sure that you check her out and let her know that the Condom Lady did send you. Now, what did Keisha say? Let me find it. Sometimes it's the presentation and sometimes it's the representation. It depends on the circumstances. Huh. So it can look like a good present.
But see, what you get ready to say, that's what I always tell people. Like, people always tell me it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
I
understand what that statement means. But if you completely depend on that statement in your life, it's going to crash and burn on you sometimes, man. So you're telling me that if somebody handed you a piece of, you know, FHIT, in a nice gift wrap box, that makes it better?
No.
Somebody still handed you a turd, man.
But I'm saying, and so you have to recognize that it is a turd, and you can't feel
but you
like
can't see it.
But wait a
if
minute.
Somebody gives you a gift.
But when you open it up, it. When you open it up and you recognize, or when you date somebody a couple of times and you recognize, that's like opening the present and you recognize this is a turd. And you can't make that turd smell like, you know, smell good. You know, you can't make it be nothing more than what it is. And we have to realize that when we get with these turds, men and women, that we cannot turn them into anything else but waste. Huh?
I feel you, man. But again, I just feel like people get too caught up in presentation, man.
Oh, I do.
Because, like we just said, like Homeboy just said, you know, you could be the best dressed person in the club, but the brokest person in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Steve Jobs.
Look at what's the name of that movie? Think Like a Man. You know what I mean? Like old Taraji, her character. She thought old boy was driving that Benz,
and he was.
So that's what intrigued her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she went off the presentation. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
But that's when you date. Y'all, let me give these shout outs. Newark, New Jersey, Enfield, Connecticut, and Dallas, Texas are tuned in and turned up. But that's when you do the dating thing. And we have to remember that dating is not a relationship. It's just an opportunity for two single people to get to know each other. And a lot of times we need to have one of those dates as a group date where our friends get together, come hang out. So I can see how you work in a group. Are you the one that sits in the corner? Are you acting? Are you putting on a show? You know what I'm saying? But we realize that they are turds, we can't hope that we are going to inspire them not to be a turd, because a turd is waste. It's already been eaten and used up and it's ready to be flushed.
All right, then.
I mean, is that not true? You know, is that...
No, I'm not arguing that. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, I feel that, you know, again, I just from my angle and my point of view that I've seen in life, I feel that people just completely get totally wrapped up in presentation, and it takes them away from the message.
The real person.
Or what they're supposed to get. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I get, okay, presentation has its place. Not how you do it, how you say it, not how you, man, whatever, all right? But my thing is this, you keep doing what you did, you're going to keep getting what you got. So y'all keep doing that then.
Mm-hmm.
And keep telling me these stories about the dude you meeting that gave you a nice presentation in the beginning, and then a year later or a couple months down the road, oh, man, he's a completely different person. Really?
But what took you so long to figure that out? It don't take but a couple of days. I know, not you. I'm saying.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. What takes so long to figure out that this person, and then people, that's why Benet says I'm judgmental, but I know what is for me. I don't have time at 37, about to be 38, to wait for you to get where you don't even hope to be. I can't give you my purpose. I think me and you talked about that. I can't, if you don't have purpose and I am driven by purpose, we're not equally yoked, you know? And so I have to get with someone who at this point is driven by their purpose and they're working the steps to complete their goals and to reach something, you know, to put color to their vision, to put, you know, paint on the walls. And a lot of times, even in when people have been married and they stay married for the sake of being married and not having to start over, but the marriage is bringing them down, you know, or they wait 20 years. They've been boyfriend and girlfriend for 20 years. I mean, you know, come on. You know, it's time for us to start being real with ourselves.
But we also, too, have to recognize, and I think I posted this today on my Facebook page, and this is a mentality I have, you know, I've had for years. But those same goals that you talk about, they can't be finish lines. They have to be checkpoints. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're checkpoints in life. And most people, when they reach their goals or whatever, and that's just it. I've met a lot of women like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not super ambitious. They don't have extreme goals or anything like that in their life. And it's like, man, I'm not interested. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Because I want you to have those goals. And when you reach one of them, yeah, you might take a little break, but it's now on to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe now that I've reached my goal, let me help somebody else reach theirs. You know what I mean? Like, I want that type of mentality in a woman.
Right.
Well, I don't want so.
And that is so true. And I got somebody's ringing the doorbell right quick. So I need to take a break right quick. I got some, because this song is perfect for what me and Tone are talking about. The turds that need to be flushed. Mary J. Blige and Drake. Mr. Wrong. Y'all stay tuned.
Tell me this up. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always her regret, yeah, I'm always her regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. She stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should. The right one. Yeah.
Me and Mr.
man, y'all, Mary J. Blige, Mr. Wrong, Drake, you know. I mean, I think that, oh, and Keisha just posted something. I think that is really like what we're talking about. How, and me and Tom been talking, how women still are chasing money. They still chasing that materialistic stuff. And Keisha says sometimes people don't take the time to find out what they really want out of a relationship. Some look for more than they are willing to give. And you looking for a man who got a $150,000 job, driving a $75,000 car, living in a $350,000 house, but you got an apartment, you know, that you can barely afford to pay the rent, your car breaking down every other day, and you expect for this man to treat you as his equal. No, he gonna treat you with a thumb on your head, telling you what you can and cannot do, you know. So we have to expect the results of our of what we looking for out there.
And like I was just telling you off the air, Lisa, it's bigger than the money aspect. I understand that's important. It's attractive. It's all of that. That's cool. But man, is this dude going to be a good father? Is he going to tell your son or daughter, or you, if you guys have a child, because is he going to tell your child the right thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, is he going to show your son how to tie his shoes? Is he going to do all those little things that a father should be doing? You know, you're worried about the money and the business side of it, and man, is he going to be there for the kids? You know, sure, he can provide for them, but man, it's bigger than providing sometimes. You have to be that support. You got to be able to, you know, communicate with your kids. Man, it's just—it's crazy to me that women, and then they get married to this guy. Years go by, and they're miserable. And you're wondering why? Like, what do you mean? You're wondering why? Go back to the start and think about that. So.
I mean, well, I completely, and like me and you, Harley, we don't usually just completely agree on things, but I completely agree. And I think it's because I grew up, I mean, I think we grew up the same way. My parents have been married for 40 years. I always had my mom. I always had my dad. I've seen them be up. I've seen them been down, but I've always seen them together. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't fake the funk. We gonna just stay together till the kids grow up. No. You know, it's true black love. You know, it's real, you know, and it's not always going to be pretty. And it's not about being there when it's pretty. It's about being there when it's raining and hailing and the sun seems not to shine. It's how y'all are at those moments that show where the love really is and if it's really love.
Church. That's my only response.
I mean, that is the point of setting the tone. That is the point of where love meets sex. And I'm learning that is kind of like the point of the condom lady. It started out as one thing, but now it has grown into something else. And it's just about being honest, you know, being honest with yourself first about who you really are. And once you really are honest about who you really are, you start to discover within you what you want, you know. And I think once we, because a lot of times people are not honest and they think makeup, hair, and all this other kind of stuff is what attracts people. But I promise you, I go to the grocery store just like they said, looking like I look right now, and I have people, I can't even walk down the aisle, you know, dudes are trying to talk and I'm like, I look a hot mess. And my friend was like, it ain't how you look, it's the energy you put out there, it's the glow about you, you know, it's all of those things put together that when the person is looking for the right thing, they will see that. And so that leads me to this tone, because Sunday I'm jamming to Bobby Jones gospel, getting my praise on in my house, but getting ready for church. And I get an inbox and this dude says, GM, are you single? And, you know, my face turned up and I started to just go off on him. But I said, let me see where he's going with this. And I said, good morning. How are you? He said, I'm good. You single? Never asked me how I was. So I said, yes. And then he said, what's your number? And I said, what? Is that how it's done these days? And he said, no. Can I call? And I was like, honestly, this conversation does not lead me to want to speak with you beyond Facebook. What do you have to say that you can't say here? And his response was, okay, thanks. That's retarded.
Wow.
You know, where is that acceptable at? I mean, is that does that work?
Look, some female they're gonna let him make it. I'm telling you,
they would have gave his number.
Say what?
They would have gave a number up and would have just been bothered by this man.
Lisa, do not think that it doesn't happen. Some woman out there would have fell for all of that. Man. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen with worse. Words used like I've seen it happen, man, and I just be mind boggled. I can't hate on the dude though. I'm right. Not a hater, you know. Hey, he made it work, whatever. But it's just mind boggling to me that this same woman will be the one a year or two from now talking about. Well, he's a completely different person now. No, he isn't.
No, he is.
No, he isn't. He's the same dude you fell for that BS for. I'm not trying to hear all of that, man. See, I guess that's my problem. I don't be having sympathy for these women now.
Me either.
Like, man, I feel like since y'all, you know, women are so much more independent and definitely more educated and all of that stuff, I can't let y'all make it off that whole, oh, we're women, we're emotional. Look, man, that doesn't mean that you can't think logically either, all right? It doesn't have to always be emotional.
And that is true, and people and it's that's why I say after the first couple of dates and we do a group date and I see that, you know, what you said, your presentation is not who the representative is that's in front of me, I'm done. And it's not to say that you're not a good dude, you're just not the dude for me, you know.
Well,
and people
I'll throw a little caution to that, Lisa. Understand too, if it's still early in the dating with you and this guy, you have to consider the environment too.
Uh-uh.
He might be a totally different person because he's in a certain environment. He might be around his bosses, or he might be around coworkers, and you know. So you got to kind of take that into consideration too. See, that's why I need a woman that's that observant.
Because you know what I mean? You shouldn't have me in though. Because when we're dating for the first couple of times, that you should have, or we should plan the dates to where we are both comfortable. Because you want
that
truth
all the way to the end, and you know I want to incorporate you into my realm. So I want to show you the different sides of me. I want to show you the versatility. I want to show you that I can be cool, happy-go-lucky, silly when we're hanging out. But I can also switch it up and be a businessman. I can also be focused in meetings and just. I want to show you all that. So when we're not around each other, you have a visual image of what I'm doing or how I am. If, you know what I mean? Things like that. So it's more comforting to you when we're apart.
And that's true. You know, it is true to a certain extent. Because a lot of times for the first 3 months, people are not who they really appear to be. The words
I do not lump me in that category. Please don't put me in that category. If I'm one of five people on the planet that's not in that category, I don't care. I'm not conventional like that. It's not, at least, you know, my thinking is so different. And I don't pride myself on that. It's just who I am. And I see things from a different angle. I try to attach logic and reasoning to everything.
Right.
Am I always right? No, I'm not always right. But man, if it makes sense to me and you can't convince me of the opposite, I'm sorry.
It ain't nothing I can do about it.
I'm sorry. But that still doesn't mean we can't understand
each other's
point of view. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I can't understand where you're coming from.
That's right. And I completely agree with that. And I have been working on understanding people where they are, not where I think they should be.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. I know that's one of the mistakes I've made in the past. So,
once we get there, like, so I'm not judging you off of who I am and what I'm doing. I'm looking at you for who you are at this moment and, you know, and where you are in your life. And if where you are is not at least trying, you know, moving forward, I had this thought the other day and I was like, you know, for a long time in my trying to build the condom lady, I was like on one of those people movers that they have in the airports. It's not an escalator, but it moves you straight across without you doing any effort.
Walk.
Yeah.
Or you could walk to. Yeah, right.
And so I was doing that. I was just on that thing moving. I didn't have to walk, but I was being moved just even. I wasn't moving up. I wasn't doing anything. And then I decided, well, I'm going to take the stairs. And then in taking the stairs, it was a lot of my own effort. I wasn't dependent on God. I was trying to do what I could do to make this work. And then just, you know, over the past 8 months, I got on the escalator because I realized that God is going to move me. All I have to do is be in place. You know, so, you know, you have to decide where you are. Are you on a people mover? Are you walking upstairs? Are you riding the escalator? And then when I get off the escalator, I'm going to get on the elevator, you know, because that's to the top. You know, so it's how we see ourselves. And if that person that you're dating or you're with can't see in you what you see in you, then it's a disconnect. It's something wrong.
It's a disconnect. I agree. But Lisa, on that note, I know you're going to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here, too.
Okay.
I had a blast.
Yay.
I'm glad I'm back. I'll be back again next Wednesday.
Yay.
I don't know where I'll physically be. I don't know if I'll be in D.C. or not, but I'll be on the show.
Okay.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to my family, my friends, again, the D.C. Graves Organization. And now I'm giving an extra special shout out to the real HU, since now Lisa is going to be somewhat a part of the HU. You know, shout out to the real HU, all my peoples, all over the map. If you're listening right now, holler at your boy.
Yeah, holler at him. Somebody in Germany, holler at Tone. He is on Twitter at THA Right Tone, T-O-N-E, and you can get more of his tone-isms, because that's what they are.
Tone-isms, yeah.
Tone-isms, dig that, you know what I'm saying? And yes, he is right, we do. All right, Tone, thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. I'm sure everybody is going to look forward to that.
Oh, yeah, I'll holler at you before then, though.
Okay, cool.
All right,
y'all. And so, yeah, it is time to wrap up this Wednesday edition of Where Love Meets Sex, He Said Wednesdays, setting the tone with the right tone. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation today. For the first time, we were not arguing at each other. We actually were agreeing, which proves to me that we are both growing up and we are both starting to walk in our purpose that God has for us. And that is so exciting because everything that we wanted this to do, it is actually happening. And I'm overly excited. I do have a couple of announcements before I get out of here. On Friday night at the Aloft Dallas downtown at 5:30, they're having the Gender in Media, the Mistruths in Reality. It's presented by Dallas Women's Foundation, a candid discussion about the portrayal of women of color in reality TV. I will be there. If you want to register, go to www.ulgdyp.org. Myself and Tanya are going to be there representing the Butterfly Project. And then on this Sunday, we have Java with Jehovah at New Covenant Christian Fellowship. And I am so excited because my family, Ty Ford of Online with Ty and the Sips, is going to be our featured artist for August. He is an awesome spoken word. He is a playwright and he is also a cancer survivor. So we're going to use that opportunity to make some awareness to the type of cancer that he is battling. If you want to come out, 2025 West Wheatland Road, right next to Carter High School. It is a $5 pre-sale and $7 donation at the door. And just come on and have a good time. Let's praise God. And we have a live band. We have artists. We have comedy. We have music. We have food. And if you have little ones like I do, we have child care service that's provided for you with your admission. And guess what? I am co-hosting this month's Job with Jehovah. My birthday is on the 25th. I'll be 38. So I'm just really excited. But it's time for me to get out of here. Y'all stay tuned to theafterparty.com. On the B-side, Roby Nikolai is on and she is getting it through the ADD show, through the eyes of Roby Nikolai. And she has some guests in there, so you don't want to miss that. So go on and click over and tune in. But I'm going to play this last song for me and Tone. You know what I'm saying? Because the vibe we had today, I think this song is perfect. It's the Gap Band, y'all. Yearning for Your Love. I'll check y'all out tomorrow. Thank you.
near. Say I love you. Start playing near.
Out of my life.